Please be seated and join with me in prayer. Lord, we thank you this morning for your great love for us. Then in our despair, when we've come to the end of our rope and when we're utterly powerless to do anything about the circumstances of our lives, you, God, have not left us in that place, but you have sent your Son to meet us, to reveal yourself to us through him in such a way that we could trust you, in such a way that we could be beneficiaries of his power. Lord, we pray today that you would even now begin to show us where it is that we are leaning into a power other than yours, where it is that we are not taking advantage of the strength that comes from you and from being children in your household, and that you would begin showing us even now what it could look like to trust you afresh in the areas of our lives where we feel and find ourselves desperate. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know if there's any kids that would love to come forward. If so, I would love for you to come up and just grab a seat. Be careful of Hawkeye's bow. You don't want to sit on that. But if you'd like to come forward and sit in the front row, I'd love to have you. I'd love to share a little something with you that will not only be beneficial for you, but I'm confident will be beneficial for the adults in the room who are willing to engage the conversation and listen closely. Man, Darth Vader is here. Incredible. This is awesome. Wow, we've got some folks here. Hey, listen, lots of us didn't dress up today. That's totally fine. Like, I almost never dress up, right? My family was blown away that I would suggest that the church dress up. So if you didn't dress up today, no worries at all, okay? Don't in any way feel less or don't in any way let that bother you. We've got another seat here if you'd like to. Oh, thanks, Jonathan. That'd be great. If you ever want to move down, if you want to sit together. Thanks for taking the risk to come up front and sit. And so today's Superhero Sunday, and like I said, if you've dressed up or not, I still want to encourage all of us to participate and to follow along here, because I'm confident that Lord really does want to speak a great truth to us today. So I want to just find out who do we have present here? Who are some of the superheroes here? Just going down, any of them? Am I right? Are you Hawkeye? Did I get that right? Great, awesome. Right off the bat, there's Darth, or Barber in my household, and we have no idea how Darth became Barber. But that's what we call him. And who are you, fine young man? Yes, you are. And Spider-Man? Superman? Which, are you a Ninja Turtle? What are you? What's your name? Of course you are. I mean, you are, of course. You're Yoda. Yes. And on down the line, do we have any others? Batgirl is here. I'm going to pay for that one later. Oh, Lucy from the Lucy movie is here, in case you missed her. She's in the second row sitting up close. And we have some other superheroes here. And some of us have superpowers. So would anyone like to share what your superpower is? Anybody, really anybody in the room, not just in the front row. What is, Spidey, for example, what's your superpower? Can you do this? Can you climb walls? Can you... Yeah, you can climb walls. Of course you can. And you can spin a web, and you can do lots of cool things with your superpowers. Is there anyone else who would like to share what your superpower is? Yoda, for example, what's one of the things you can do that not everybody can do? Fight. And win. I've noticed that everyone can fight, but Yoda can win, right? He's a Jedi Knight. He's able to do things that the rest of us can't do. Fight, easy. Win, that's a different thing altogether. Great. You can also, like, levitate. You can do some things, right? Can you turn people upside down? You can just do all kinds of things with powers. Are there other superpowers here? What can Batgirl do? Batman, Bat? You can hang upside down? You can defeat the evil one? Superman, what can you do? You can fly. That's a pretty cool superpower. Are there other superpowers in the room that we want to just make sure gets mentioned before we move along? Yeah, Thor is in the back row. Don't mess with him. Thor's a good-looking guy, and this particular Thor is a really good-looking guy. What are some of the incredible superpowers?
Incredible strength.
Yeah, of course.
Incredible hearing.
Uh-huh. A shape-shifter. Say that five times fast with me. Shape-shifter, shape-shifter, shape-shifter. Thank you, Incredibles, for being here. Laser eye, yeah, you can cut some things with the lasers in your eye, yeah? Yeah, shoot webs, that's right. I learned the other day that from my youngest, it's like this. And if you try and do it any other way, you got it wrong. Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead, Sawyer. What'd you say, Zach? Control what? Yeah, control things. That's an awesome power. There's some superpowers represented here, aren't there? Can anybody, yes, go ahead, Dad. Yeah, see through things. Incredible opportunity to do that if you have that superpower. And there's other things, too. Does anybody happen, I've learned that there's a level of superhero illiteracy in the room right now. Does anybody happen to know who I am? Yeah, Green Lantern. Good job. The front row knows things. So that's a superpower in itself, right? You know I'm Green Lantern, right? And my particular superpower I want to share with you in a few minutes. But actually, some people call me Green Lantern, but I'm actually Hal Jordan is my name, and I am better known as Green Lantern. And I'm part of the Green Lantern Corps, and I'm basically a defender of the galaxy, right? I fight off all the evil in the world as a defender of the galaxy by the power that is mine by being Green Lantern. And I know that I want to respect all the other superheroes that are here today, but I also would like to invite everybody into my power. I'd like to distribute a, just for coming forward, I want to give you a little gift here. I'm going to pass out some power rings. Don't take too long to choose one. We got 17 other people here. You got your blue one. We got another blue one. What we have here are the rings, the power rings. And if you look at them closely, they're different colors, and they also have, just reach in there and grab one, and you guys can trade later if you'd like. But you may or may not know this about the Green Lantern, but in the DC comic world, these different rings are the different colors of the color spectrum. So what are some of the colors in the color spectrum? Have you learned Roy G. Biv in school yet? The R stands for what? Red. O? Yeah, orange and on down the line, right? And so there's a ring here for each color. You could also see it in the rainbow or the color spectrum. And each of these rings represent a different color, and the colors are symbolic of emotions. And so in the DC comic Green Lantern world, if you have a particular ring with a particular color, then you draw power from the emotion that's associated with that ring. So, for example, who has the red ring? Did anybody get a red ring? Yeah, so we got a red ring here. So you draw your power from rage, from anger. That's how you deal with the chaos of your world, is that you lean into the emotion of rage, and your ring is a symbol of that. And that's how you deal with the world around you. Who has the orange ring? A few people have an orange ring. Okay, orange ring, I hate to break it to you, this is the ring of greed. So the way you deal with the world around you and all the chaos that's going on in the world around you is by leaning into the emotion of greed and kind of operating and living in the world kind of from a place of mine. I want it all, and I want it now. Who has the yellow ring? Are there a few people that have a yellow ring? A couple here? Hate to break it to you, but again, you operate from the power of fear. Fear is what the yellow ring symbolizes, and so you want to make other people scared of you, and you want to lean into the things that have scared you in life and let them motivate you in order to conquer the things around you that feel overwhelming. Now, does anybody here have a blue ring? Are there any blue rings you got out there? Yeah, some blue rings. The tide has turned here a little bit. On the blue rings, you lean into hope. This is the symbol of hope. And so what allows you to deal with the world around you and the chaos of the world around you is by having the emotion of hope and by harnessing that emotion when you need to in life. Let's see. Indigo is the next one. Indigo is like a combination of blue and violet. And so if you have one that looks like totally, this is a violet one. We'll get to yours in a minute, Savannah. Does anyone have like a blue-purple? Okay, that's indigo. And indigo is the emotion of compassion. And so what allows you to feel strong in the world, what allows you to deal with the chaos of the world around you is by dealing it from a standpoint of compassion, of caring about other people. Now, does anybody have violet? I know Savannah does. Does anybody else have violet? Yeah, violet is passion. This is love. This is what allows you to deal with the world around you, as you just kind of draw strength from the emotion of love. Right, so those are the rings that are out there. And what we see in our gospel story today, does anybody remember the story I just read? It's about this man named Jairus, and he's a religious leader, and he has this daughter who's dying, and she's 12 years old. And he comes to Jesus, and he says, I'm desperate. I've tried everything. My religion won't make my daughter well. There's no power that I have in this world. No amount of greed, no amount of compassion, no amount of anger is going to help me bring my daughter alive. And so he comes to Jesus, and he says, please, I'm desperate. Will you please come? I know you can heal my daughter. And so, of course, Jesus says yes, because Jesus is God the Father's, our way of understanding God's love in the world. And so when we see Jesus as the Son of God, he says yes. He wants to immediately respond to this man who feels desperate. And so he trusts Jesus, that Jesus is going to come and heal his daughter. But this funny thing happens on the way to his home. This woman is part of a crowd, and they're pressing against Jesus, and Jesus is walking to Jairus' house to heal his 12-year-old daughter. And this woman has been bleeding. Does anybody remember for how long?
3 years,
at least. She's been bleeding for the same period of time that the little girl's been alive. 12 years she's been bleeding. She's hemorrhaging. No amount of doctors have been able to make her body stop bleeding. She's hemorrhaging. And not only has it not gotten better, but the Bible tells us that this woman who's been bleeding for this long has actually gotten worse as a result of trying to fix it by the powers of this world. And so she touches Jesus' coat. It's kind of like getting hold of his cape, right? He's not wearing a cape, it's a cloak. But she touches his cloak, and she says, if I can just touch his cloak, I'll be made better. And she does. But she's desperate enough to come to Jesus. But Jesus is kind of like her last stop. She's tried everything else, and nothing else has worked. And that's Mark's way of wanting us to understand that she's totally desperate. She's at rock bottom. She has no more options in front of her to deal with her bleeding than to trust Jesus. And so she does that, and she's desperate. And then we see that there's a third person in the story who's desperate, and that's actually Jairus' daughter. And she's so desperate that she's dying, and she cannot do anything to help herself. She can't do anything at all to help herself, and so she's desperate. There's Jairus, there's the woman with the bleeding, and then there's Jairus' daughter, and all three of them are desperate. And what I want to make sure we don't miss today is that I bet every one of these people, Jairus, they say that if a speaker's totally silent, it gets the attention of people in the front row. True. Jairus is desperate. And I bet he has tried every one of the rings. I bet he's tried to think that maybe if I'm angry, it'll solve it. Maybe if I just figure out, like, hope in something, it'll get better. Yeah, hope, that's right. I bet if I try and be greedy and just draw as many things to myself as I can, maybe that will solve my problems. And I'm sure that what's happened is every person in these stories, all three of these desperate people, have tried every one of the rings at some point in life. And I think that's a lot like us, isn't it? When we get overwhelmed by life and the stuff that seems like it's more powerful than we are, we lean into anything we possibly can to try and solve it. But I want to suggest that there's actually one ring that we lean into more than any of the others. And it's the green one. The green one is willpower. See, Green Lantern gets his power because he just rolls up his sleeves and he says, I'm going to get her done. And I'm going to be good enough and strong enough. And I will have the, it's the triumph of the human spirit. That, it's self-determination. He says, you know what? I'm going to double down on this one. I'm going to dig deep from within, and I'm going to find the strength and fortitude from within, and I'm going to deal with this situation. And I think that what has actually happened in the story this morning is that Jairus and the woman with the 12-year bleeding and the Jairus' daughter, whose name is not given to us in this story, I think more than anything else, they have said, we're just going to push through this. We're going to use our own strength. We're going to deal with it as best we can, and we're going to roll up our sleeves, and we're going to double down, and we're going to persevere, and we're going to do it. And here's what I really think this morning. As much as I appreciate everybody's costumes, deep down, here's what I think about all of us. All of us really want to be the Green Lantern. All of us really want to be able to conquer everything in life with our willpower. If we'll just get up again today and go at it a little bit harder, and our work ethic is built around this, and there's good aspects of this, but what happens is we take it too far, and we say, in my own power and in my own strength, and we put on our ring every morning, and we go face the challenges of our life. Because let's be honest, there's some stuff out there that's pretty powerful, right? There's things like health diagnoses. There's things like bullies at school. There are things like bullies at work, I've been told. Although Thor very rarely bullies me at my work. I've heard that there's other things out there. There are marriage challenges today that feel so big. They feel so strong. They feel so powerful that we just feel like we have nothing to stand against them, and therefore we might as well just give up. We have relational conflicts. We have people in our lives that just refuse to do what they should do to get along with us. And it feels so overwhelming and so challenging and so frustrating. You know this. We have Supreme Court rulings that feel so big, so overwhelming. Like there's a power of be out there that is going to do things, and they don't care what we think about it. They don't care how we feel about it. They don't care what we vote on it. They're just going to do what they're going to do. And there are powers out there that just feel so big and so challenging. And some of us are even dealing with sin that feels like that. It feels like no matter what I do, this habitual sin that I just continue to return to as a way of dealing with life, as a way of trying to make my way through life, we put on the ring of willpower. And we just think, today is going to be the day I'm going to do better, and I'm going to do better, and I'm going to do better. If we're honest this morning, kids in the front row and grown-up kids in the whole room, all of us are desperate for a superhero for all ages today. Every one of us is not exempt. See, the kids can identify with superheroes more. That's why kind of proportionally there's more kids dressed up than adults today. Because when you're a kid, you know you're powerless. You know everybody's taller than you are. You know that there's stuff beyond your control. When you're a kid, it's easy to acknowledge your powerlessness. And that's why superheroes are so attractive for kids, because we just enter into it and we feel strong in a world that feels too big for us. But somewhere we get too old to dress up. Somewhere along the way we feel like that's what kids do. And it's not just on Superhero Sunday, and it's in all of life. As adults, we think, I'm supposed to be able to handle this by myself now. I'm old enough, gosh darn it. And so we put on our ring. We might not put on our shirt. We might not put on our cape, we might not put on our mask, but we go to work, and we go to our marriages, and we go to our relationships, and we go to our doctors, and we go to every place in our life, and we wear our ring, and we say, I will manage this on my own. And here in the story this morning, we see these people that have come to the place where they can't lie to themselves anymore about that. We can't make this blood stop. We can't make this little girl live. Jesus. And they fall down in front of him. And they take off their ring. And here's the cool thing about Jesus. One of the things I didn't tell you is there's another ring in the spectrum. And it's the white one. And the white one is all the colors combined. And it's the color of life. And in baptism, you and I, beloved, as Christians, we've come and we've said, I'm going to die to myself. I'm going to take my green ring, and I'm going to place it on the altar, and I'm going to die to that, and I'm going to put on the white ring of life, life that's in the Holy Spirit. And we invite the Holy Spirit by trusting Jesus to come and empower us and fill us. And so then now we have this power that raised Christ from the dead, the power that's greater than any power. And as Christians, we have received that power in the Holy Spirit. And at baptism, we transferred our green ring of self willpower, and we received the white ring, the ring of life, the ring of the Spirit. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it says this, that anyone that believes in Jesus, anyone that received him and believes in his name, God gives the power to become children of God. And they've been born not of human power, not of the flesh's power, but by the power of God. Beloved, if you're here today and you are in Christ, you've trusted Christ and you have been baptized and you have received the Holy Spirit, this ring need no longer be the ring with which you deal with the powers of life. But here's what I've noticed. We take this one back off, don't we? I'm a Christian. I've got the white ring, but it's back at home in my jewelry box today. And I'm going to put the green ring back on. And I'm going to lean into my own power in my marriage. I'm going to lean into my own power at work. I'm going to lean into my own power against this health issue. I'm going to lean into my own power against. And we find ourselves defeated, defeated, defeated. And beloved, the invitation of Scripture today, the invitation of God's heart today, is that if you have never trusted Christ, if you're in the hearing of this message and you've never trusted Christ, you've never said yes to the one who has the power over all powers, then today is your opportunity to trade in your green ring and say, I can't do it anymore. I surrender. I give up, God. I want your power, and to receive the white ring. But many of us, as I look around today, have already trusted Christ. We already call ourselves Christians. It's why we're here today. And beloved, the invitation today is to wear this ring. If you've got to throw the other one into the abyss, if you've got to throw the other one into the depths, if you've got to run over it with your car, if you've got to do whatever you need to do, but every day you and I are going to be tempted to decide whether or not we're going to engage the chaos of our world with the green ring of willpower or with the white ring of God's Holy Spirit, the ring of life. Deuteronomy says this from God to his people. He says, I set before you today life and death, therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live. Beloved, would you renew your commitment today to engage life with the white ring? Let's pray. Thank you, Father, today for the great reminder in your son as he interacts with Jairus and this woman with the issue of blood and for the 12-year-old girl who had died. Thank you that you have revealed to us and reminded us today that you are the power over all powers. That no bleeding, no death is stronger than you, Jesus. That you have the white ring, that you have the ring of life. And thank you today for reminding us today, Father, that we're tempted on a daily basis to do things in our own strength, to try and solve things on our own, to not trust you, to not surrender to you, to not give to you through prayer. Just a surrendering of our powers. Lord, would you speak as you have been to each one of us today? Show us where it is that we're trying to be strong enough for something that's stronger than we are. Where it's leading us to feel frustrated, where it's leading us to feel defeated, where it's leading us to feel hopeless. And Lord, would you renew in us today a decision to trust you, to live as citizens of your kingdom, and to engage the powers of this world, both internally and externally, with the power of all powers, your Holy Spirit, which has been given to us by faith in baptism. Show us where the rubber hits the road today of our lives, and lead us into repentance. This we pray in Jesus' name.